This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here?
Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Robin Holly Show podcast.
Hello.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Hey.
What's up? You got a little birthday party going on over there?
No, I think it's been hanging up since Ada James's birthday in August. We just haven't taken it down yet. So,
Rob, it's not just me that has decorations up for months at a time.
Well,
which makes me feel so much better. Thank you, Thomas.
You're welcome.
We have one of those for our son, and we reused the same one 2 years in a row for two birthday parties.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We're also thrifty.
That's right. That's exactly what we're doing. We're just going to keep it up till next year. So.
They won't know until they look back at pictures when they're like 16.
That's right.
And they're like, seriously, 5 years in a row, you've got the same decorations.
You're exactly right. Okay.
Let's talk about the new album, Where We Started, and the title track. Katy Perry is on a song with you. Like, how does that begin? Do you text or you call? Are you guys hanging out? What are you guys doing on the weekend?
No, I didn't know Katy before the song. My label actually sent her team the song, and she somehow, some way, loved it. Like I thought it was such a shot in the dark sending her this song, and she loved it. And within a week, you know, we were FaceTiming, and she was in the studio, you know, asking me like, "What parts you mean to sing? You mean to harmonize right here?" And you know, the next thing you know, we'd had a mixed and mastered version sent back to us, and she just took the song and made it great. You know, I always loved the song, but I loved it even more once she hopped on it and got to shoot a music video with her, you know, in March, and the video just came out, and got to perform it with her on American Idol earlier this year. And so kind of struck up a friendship, and still to this day, can't believe that it came together the way that it did. So
she is funny and forthright and all that in person. Cause that's, you know, working with her in the music video, I'm assuming you get to get a little bit more glimpse of her personality than we see on camera. What is she like in person?
we literally talked about our kids the entire time. Like, I think that's what you do as a parent these days. You know, you're just like, oh, let me show you this one picture on my phone of my kid that you've never met. So, no, she's great. She was so easy to work with. So super humble, super down to earth, great talent. And obviously knows how to do music videos way better than I, cause she's on TV way more than I am. So she was coaching me through that. And, we just mostly talked about our kids and how we're raising them and what we're feeding them. So,
I was going to say, actually, I have noticed that I think all of your previous music videos are really cool and like in different and unique. And so I was going to ask, like, you know, how did you come up with the idea for this video? Cause I remember watching, I forget which song it was where you're like walking into yourself and then it comes out and you keep splitting.
Yeah.
I just like ideas like that. I was like, man, that's really cool. And it's, I don't think I've seen that before.
Yeah. You know, music videos are such a challenge for me because it the easiest thing to do is just to describe the song very on the nose.
Yeah.
Like following the lyrics, you know, either being the actor or hiring actors to do the acting for you. And that just seems too easy for me. So like, I love finding the weird treatments that some directors will send in to like, kind of tell the story without telling the story, but also make it beautiful and cinematic and anthemic. And so for this one, there was like a lot of treatments that really just described the song. But then there was one treatment that just like this one that just, we just put up beautiful scenery in the background and it's just a performance shot. And sometimes like the simpler the video, the more the song can stand out and it's not as distracting. And so me and Katie just kind of got up and did, you know, solo performances and performances together and made sure that the scenery behind us was as cinematic as the song was. And so I don't know, man, music videos are hard for me. So, sometimes I love them and sometimes I'm just like, no, there's a video, you know? So well, this one stood out to me for sure.
I wouldn't have thought that from watching them. I've always been impressed and I always really dug the style of your videos.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Speaking of videos and pictures, can I ask a question that I was curious about? Because you post lots of pictures and videos of your wife. And I know that my husband thinks that there's certain pictures of me that are great. And I do not agree. And he'll be like, look, we celebrate anniversary, posted this terrible. I was like, that's a terrible photo. Have you guys ever gotten into a kerfuffle with a picture or video that you have posted? Or is there like a, do you have a way you approve all the photos with her first? Or how does that work?
There is zero approval process. It's just like, I remember it wasn't an argument, but she was like, why would you post a picture of me eating a taco on our anniversary? And I was like, well, because I know you're beautiful. People know that you're beautiful. Like, I don't have to like make sure that you're in the right lighting for people to know that. But I love for people to see you in your element, and that is tacos. And so for me, like, I love like taking a picture of her while she's like mid bite, like from a chip and queso, you know, like that is like the true beauty to me is like when she's completely just in her element. So
can I ask where you guys were for those tacos? Is it a secret?
Just, man, I don't want anyone to know where this restaurant is because I need it to stay as low key as it is.
Well, I have
a taco place like that too. I'm like, I told two people, and then the next thing I know, it was like super busy, and I'm like, darn it.
I just thought it was kind of
cool. I want them to be successful, but yeah.
Yeah, looking at that, I thought it was kind of cool that, like, you know, you obviously are very successful. Both of y'all are, and like, you could probably go anywhere in the world for your anniversary. And I thought it was cool that it was like somewhere to look like that anyone would go to get some tacos, and it was just like, hey, Thomas Rhett is one of us. He hangs out at the local taco place. And I just thought it was cool.
It's like that People magazine where he's a real person too.
Oh God. I'm just like, what do y'all think we do? Like, do you think that our toilets are gold? And like, it's like not same thing. No, we actually had like a lot of plans to go. I think we were going to go try to see the Northern Lights. Like, we've been trying to do it for 8 years. And for some reason, like we were going to try to go to Norway for our 10-year anniversary to go like literally be in the tents, you know, and like look at the stuff. And then like 3 months for our anniversary, we were just like, let's just not, you know, like let's go to the farm and let's park in a field and look at these stars. And that's exactly what we did. And it was the best anniversary ever. Like, sometimes like the simpler you go for an anniversary, the way less stress that it causes. One day we will see the Northern Lights, but it did not happen this year. So, but we enjoyed it thoroughly.
The Northern Lights are weird because you can make plans to see them and then they can just not show up.
That would suck to go on cloud Norway. And they're like, oh, it's rainy season. We're like, oh, that would have been really nice to know, you know, before we got here. So
100%.
Also, speaking of those Instagram photos, what does your wife think of having 2+ million followers? Because I don't, like, she probably didn't expect to be in the spotlight that much. And now there's, you know, all these eyes on her. How is she like feeling about all that at this point?
It's not her thing, you know? Like, I've seen a lot of comments lately of like, man, we miss your wife on Instagram, you know? And Lauren's like, I'm having a great time not being on Instagram. And my wife she's so simple, man. Like, for her, like, even when she married me, I remember telling her, I was like, you might dislike this highly, you know? And she was like, no, it's gonna be fine. And then, you know, all of a sudden everybody knows who Lauren is. She writes a book. Like, she, honestly, most of my fans, I think, like me because they love her. And that is such a great, like, humbling thing for me, but also like, I love watching people light up when they see her. Like, when she comes out to shows and she stands in front of house, like, we could be playing Die Happy Man on stage, but there's like a conglomerate of people that are just pushing to the soundboard to make sure they get a picture with my wife. And she does it with such grace. But no, Instagram is not her thing. Like, being in the spotlight is not her thing, but I think she's handled it extraordinarily well.
Yeah. So. Happy 10-year anniversary, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. We made
can
it.
We, Can we go back to Die Happy Man? You brought that up. I want to get the story behind that song. 2015. It was pre-pandemic, pre all of that. Veep won an Emmy. I made notes. Can you tell us where were you? What were you thinking? What were you drinking when that song came about? And do you remember 2015?
Barely.
Yeah, me too.
It's like every year that goes by, I'm like, my memory is just like not registering the way that it used to. But I do have a, if I do remember something, I remember it vivid. But if I don't remember it, I don't remember it at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you remember this song at all? Like the first time?
No, I remember, I remember that day vividly.
I mean, you remember the words, obviously.
I remember the words. I do have a teleprompter this year on stage, which has saved my life a lot this year. But no, I was on a bus in a parking lot in Arkansas, opening for Jason Aldean. And me and these two guys from LA, they were out writing with me. And we had finished the song at noon. And I then played it in my concert that night. And I'd never done that before. But that's kind of how I knew how special it was, because I couldn't get it out of my head. I already knew the words. We'd written the song at noon. I played the song at 7 p.m. that night. And we actually recorded the demo at 2 a.m. after way too much tequila on the bus. So I'm going to send y'all the demo of that, because it's incredible. It's all you can hear is just the bus humming and me playing like a very out of tune electric guitar and kind of tipsy voice, you know, singing the demo. So
I would love to hear that version of it.
I remember it vividly.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a great story. I was like, I'm like, that's a really long time ago. I wonder if you'll remember, but you can't forget something like that. Were you nervous to play that song? Were you like, well, let's see how it flies. Yeah.
There's a video of it on YouTube, and half the words I sang are not actually what turned out to be on the recording. So I think I made up a few words that night. It's worth the watch, though.
All right.
Yeah, we got to check that out. It looks like you were having a whole lot of fun on the last tour. And I saw some of the guys were dressed up as
Parker and Connor,
giant beers.
Perfect.
Bring the bar to you, right? That was the way to end the whole tour.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, every tour I've ever been on, there's been pranks at the end of, you know, every tour. So this one was no different. For Parker, I got out and I kicked his drummer off the drum riser, and I played drums for Connor way out of time. And then I iced him on stage. It was epic. And and then for Parker, me and my whole band and Connor put on like super starch Wranglers and a belt buckle and a white t-shirt and a big gold chain. And like all of us walked out there and just surrounded Parker as he's singing like the most emotional song of his set. And then we iced him too. It was great. Iced them both. And then they came out during Beer Can't Fix dressed as giant beers. So it was a very clean, wholesome end of tour prank, and I'm gonna miss those guys a lot. They're incredible.
Yeah,
they are really. They seem like nice guys. Did you know it was coming? Did anyone like spill the beans before?
No, and honestly, you know, that song is pretty far into our set, so I thought if we make it halfway with no pranks, then they just chickened out and they didn't want to do anything. But I'm glad that they did. It shows a lot of courage. So
can you tell us about the new tour?
Yeah, dude. Next year, it's called the Home Team Tour 2023. Me, Cole Swindell, and my buddy Nate Smith are going to go out for about 45 arena dates, and it's going to be a blast. Me and Cole got to tour a little bit together in 21, but it was so short that we were like, we got to do it for real. And especially like just having a hand in writing. She has me at Heads Carolina, like known Cole for forever. Like it's just going to be an epic time next year. I'm looking forward to it.
That'll be so fun. Do you think you'll write songs in addition to tour? I mean, can we expect that maybe?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Me and Cole have never collaborated together on each other's projects. So I would imagine that next year it's just going to have to be a thing at some point in time. And I would say next year is the year to do it. Yeah.
Well,
that's awesome.
Congrats on the album, on the new tour. It's things happen pretty quick, right? You wrap one tour up and a couple months later, you're like, announce the next one. Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go again.
Yeah, one day I'm not going to do that. One day I'm going to take a year off and like go see some places that I want to see. But for now, man, I'm having too much fun doing it. You know, like every tour just keeps getting cooler and bigger and better. And with every record cycle comes like just new music to play and songs that people have never seen live. And I just live for it, man. I live for putting on a live show. And until that feeling goes away, we'll we'll probably keep doing this same thing. So
heck yeah, man. Well,
thanks
for
the fam, we appreciate it. We appreciate the work. We appreciate for sure. the music. So thank you for all of it.
Absolutely.
All right, man. We'll talk to you again soon. Hopefully see you on tour. Thanks.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank y'all.
All right.
Have a great day.
Take care.
You too.
Bye.
See you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Rob and Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app. AUDACY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.